Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. Within the past hour, prosecutors have announced that they've dropped manslaughter charges against actor-producer Alec Baldwin for the fatal shooting on the set of his movie Rust. Here's correspondent Steve Futterman.
The decision to dismiss the charges comes after prosecutors say new evidence has emerged and they can't go ahead with Alec Baldwin's case. That new evidence reportedly involves modifications made to the gun before the shooting occurred. The modifications may have made it easier for the gun to go off. Meanwhile, the involuntary manslaughter charge against the film's weapons supervisor, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, remains, and prosecutors say Baldwin isn't necessarily off the hook. It's possible charges against him could be refiled. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
A day before Earth Day, President Biden has just announced a new White House office to deal with the environment. CBS's Stephen Portnoy is there.
The president's order establishes an Office of Environmental Justice within the White House, and it tasks all federal agencies with making environmental justice a priority.
This is about people's health.
Mr. Biden cited one example, clean energy provisions in the Inflation Reduction Act aimed at reducing air pollution near ports. He chided Republicans for their efforts to repeal the bill.
Imagine turning your back on all those moms and dads living in towns poisoned by pollution and telling them, sorry, you're on your own.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, the White House.
The anti-abortion protester you're about to hear is outside the Supreme Court waiting for a ruling on whether or not an abortion pill should stay on the market.
The new drug cartel isn't fentanyl coming in across our southern borders, but it's chemical abortion pills coming in.
CBS's Jan Crawford says it's unusual for the high court to consider this case this quickly.
The justices like for these issues to proceed in the normal process, and that would be to let the lower courts examine it and look at the record, and then they have all the arguments that are more fully developed. So then when it comes to the Supreme Court, which I suspect it will down the road, then they've got a really complete record.
That ruling expected before midnight tonight Eastern Time. At a meeting of allies in Germany, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the U.S. will start training Ukrainian forces on how to use and maintain Abrams tanks in the coming weeks as it tries to get them out of the battlefield. Austin also addressed the formerly secret documents that showed up on social media earlier this month.
I take this issue very seriously, and we will continue to work closely and respectfully with our deeply valued allies and partners.
On Wall Street, at the close, the Dow gained 22 points and the NASDAQ gained 13. This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Three little words no parent wants to hear.
My tummy hurts.
And it always seems to happen at the worst times. Like in the middle of the morning rush, when you still have homework to check and lunches to pack, and of course, you're already late for work. Luckily, there's Pepto-Kids. Pepto-Kids chewables provide fast relief for common stomach issues, turning those three words into these three words.
I feel better.
Bad time for stomach upsets? Good time for Pepto-Kids chewables. Fast relief for little tummies. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
At the United States Postal Service, we're reinventing our network to help keep your business moving. With new shipping options to deliver better value, greater flexibility to conveniently reach your customers, more confident shipping with new informed delivery features, and new electric vehicles for a cleaner, brighter future. Fast, reliable, perfectly orchestrated. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America. Learn more at usps.com/movingforward.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, trunk lids, license plate holders, and headlights. They've got lots of headlights. When you need parts, get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's gonna fit. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. The prescription drug take-back event for Wood County is tomorrow, Saturday, April 22nd. dispose of expired or unused medications properly to avoid groundwater contamination. You can drop off medications at many locations in Wood County on Saturday, April 22nd. Visit doseofrealitywi.gov for more information. The statewide tornado drill has been rescheduled for today. The sirens will activate in alert mode in many counties across the state at 1:45 and 6:45 p.m. These practice drills are to familiarize you with what the sirens sound like so you know when to seek shelter. Loons are falling out of the sky. The Raptor Education Group Incorporated said the added attention is saving more loons than ever before. If you find a loon on land, take pictures and video and send them to the rescue groups. Loons could keep falling out of the sky for several days yet, and they need your help. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows dip down to about 30 tonight under overcast skies with mixed precipitation possible at times. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies tomorrow, mixed precipitation possible at times. High temperatures reach up to 42. Lows dip down to about 28 tomorrow night. Mainly cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujicki. Currently, it's 47.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Welcome to the Devils Advocates Radio Show. I love these Fridays, Tom. It's Friday. Welcome to Friday, dude. TGIF. Airing of the grievances coming very soon. I feel like a few things are bothering me.
I think so. Happy Friday to you, Evan. I'm sure fixing the board, our fair audience. We made it. It's been a long week, a long couple of days. Great to be back. Happy Friday.
Long week. This was like a two-day work week for you. You worked yesterday.
I tell you what, man. The European lifestyle. I could get used to that. I'm thinking maybe 4 days a week, 4 hours a day. That'd work in my schedule.
That'd be like doubling your schedule right now. Dom, you were not privy to a couple of the recent conversations I've had. So, if you don't mind, if the audience will indulge me, I'd like to share some of the people that have shook a fist at me lately, at least conversationally. And they're shaking a fist at me. They tell me, Dom, because I don't know if you've noticed, but Civic Media has kind of expanded outstate. And we're meeting some new people in different markets all around this wonderful state of Wisconsin. And some of the people in, let's call them the less densely populated markets, the non-urban markets, the Milwaukee or Madison markets.
All right.
They tell me, well, sometimes you guys are talking about stuff that we don't care about, like mass transit. I'm like, when did we ever talk about mass transit? Must have been some other fine host, but that ain't us.
We're not. I did take a high-speed rail from Rome down to Naples, 300 kilometers an hour, 186 miles an hour when it was opened up in the countryside. Slowed down around the villages in the city, but it was pretty sweet.
How fast?
186 miles an hour.
Damn!
Yeah, dude! And it's smooth. So, yeah, I get it. But generally, no. I mean,
A great conversation, perhaps, but yeah. You just made me a liar, man. I told people. We ain't talking about mass transit on this show. Not generally, not a frequent topic here, Dom. But I think what I was being charged with, if you will, Dom, is ignoring our friends in the rural parts of the state of Wisconsin. The issues are not the same. I'm being informed. Gun control. One of our managers, outstate, Chuck, told me, you know what, gun control, that ain't a thing here. I said, I didn't think it was. I don't think you hear me often using the words gun control. But of course, I advocate for certain policies that may feel like gun control if you don't believe in them. So I'd like to hear today, Dom, I'm going to start, by trying not to be the guy that someone's shaking a fist at today for ignoring their part of the state.
So, I'm not privy to that conversation. I would have absolutely pushed back. A lot of the topics we talk about.
You always do.
They're universal. It doesn't matter. And I grew up out in the country. I understand the rural countryside, man. I don't know if I ever told you that, Rudy. I used to work on a farm. Did I ever tell you that?
You've mentioned that. But some people aren't as familiar.
My senior year in high school, I worked on my neighbor's farm. My dear friend Marty, the youngest of like 15 farm kids.
Can I give people the phone number?
Yes, go ahead.
You totally blew through me because I was going to ask the audience a question. I know you worked on a farm, but I'd rather hear from someone else that maybe worked on a farm.
Are you sure?
Or lives in some other part of this state where you don't live, but I'll let you get back to your story. Just let me give them the phone number because we've got new friends. Apparently in outstate rural parts of the state, Dom. 844-967-2789. And I'd like to hear from you folks and apparently, Dom. Go ahead. Sorry.
I just got to tell you, man, the topics that we discuss are universal, I believe. Weed policy, for example, right? Come on, man. So just because you live outstate or you live in a rural area doesn't mean that you didn't go to college, you didn't go to school. There's lots of people that have that live in that area that want the lifestyle, you know what I mean? They enjoy the countryside. So, and, you know, Social Security and Medicare.
So you're talking about urbanites that have moved out to the country. Because that's quite an elitist attitude. You assume people always aspire to go to college? A lot of people aspire to work on their dad's farm.
Really? Not really. In fact, let me get back to the story, because the youngest of like 15 kids hated the farm. So he was a year older than me. He decided, he turned 18, he's out. So now they needed the helping hand. So here I was, senior year, 5 o'clock every morning, high school. Got to go down and milk the cows before I drive myself a half hour to school. Every day for my entire senior year. That's hard work, baby. And I always said I never want to work that hard again. So I get it.
Mission accomplished.
Thank you. I like to set goals. So I do understand. I still have dear friends out there. Yeah, some went to college, some went to tech, some went to trades. Some moved away and moved back. Some took over, you know, their parents' businesses, or some took over the farms, but a lot of them left the farms.
Sure, that's in part why I think at times rural people in the state of Wisconsin resent the city, the urban. And we know it was a divide here, right? I mean, there's been studies done. There's been books written on the divide. And I think in no small part, Scott Walker pitted outstate against, you know, rural against urban.
A divide and conquer policy. Yeah, shocking that people would be divided when you have a government, a candidate, a political party who's solely seeking power, and in order to do that, will divide and conquer 50% plus one. Yeah, that stuff tends to sometimes work.
Yeah, well, Mr. Hortonville, 1989, if I recall correctly, you voted for the man. You were a Scott Walker guy, at least in the recall election.
Yes, I voted for Barrett in the initial and voted for Walker in the recall.
And if you can recall, because it's been, 10, 11 years now, but if you can recall, what was your rationale? Why? Because I think, and statistics would show me, that a lot of outstate rural voters voted for the very first time in the Scott Walker recall election, but not against the man, for the man. Scott Walker apparently had appeal outstate, but I often felt like his appeal was to tell you who not to like, who to blame. If you've got misery in the country, it's got to be those city slickers. If you work in the private sector, well, it's those lazy public sector unions and their big government union bosses.
Yes, a divide and conquer political policy. That's exactly what he did.
You know what? I don't feel so different. I lived in Deerfield for a couple of years. I graduated from Mount Horeb, which is a little more metropolitan now than it was when I graduated there in 1988. I never felt like a city slicker growing up, if you know what I'm saying. And quite frankly, most of the people I know have the fact they ain't rich in common with me. That's what I found so appealing about the Bernie Sanders message. Economically, city, rural, urban, suburban, wherever you live, if you got to struggle to make the bills, well, we've got a lot in common.
Yeah, right.
You know, if you can't get affordable health care, if you can't get affordable child care, and oh my God, dude, as my youngest is moving towards graduation, when we graduated them from preschool, it was like losing a mortgage payment. It was like, I can understand why parents graduate so much when their kids graduate college, celebrate so much when the kids. I did that when my kid graduated preschool. It was like $1,300 a month.
Yeah.
But what if you don't have the child care? And I think the multi-generational farm families, I don't think grandma's able to watch the kids like they used to, not as prevalently.
Come on, man. I mean, you had kids to work on the farm. You don't come from a family of 15 kids in a huge farm. I mean, that was your labor force. There's very specific farm rules in Wisconsin that are different from like other labor laws.
Yes. Young people can work on farms very young.
Yeah.
Young as 12. And did I mention I also worked on a farm? 844-967-2789. I know our stories, Tom. I want to hear from others. Jeannie from Eau Claire. Eau Claire ain't exactly rural, Jeannie, but small city, right?
Hey, Jeannie.
I am not in the city of Eau Claire. I am in a rural area.
Oh, okay. Well, that counts then.
You know, it's called Eau Claire. We're included, but I'm in the rural area, far from, you know, the city. So believe you me, we need your voice. And they have plenty of right-wing radio stations that pretend to care about the farmers. And the farmers do need health care, like you said. The farmers need assistance, like you said. They need workers. They need democracy because their voices aren't heard by the Republicans. The only time they hear their voices is at election time. And that gall darn stinking guy that's the insurrectionist, they cover him on my local TV station. I almost wanted to, you know what, they showed that he is writing some farm bills. And I thought, didn't go into any detail on it, but, you know, and then on that same station, they brought up something about, it's an ad now against Baldwin about something about you call her to include ethanol in the, you know, in the gas. And I thought, oh man, just sick. We need you to tell the truth. We need you to give us the information and what's going on, because nobody knows what the Republicans are doing on your side of the state that impact everybody on our side of the state. So you get a big hug and kiss from me, but if they shake their finger at you, well, I would just turn around myself and whip them the middle finger. So that's great work, okay? So thank you, guys. I love you. Don't give up, because we need you.
Well,
goodbye.
Bye, Jeannie.
Bye, Jeannie. Thank you.
Don't mess with those country girls. 844-967-2789. Want to hear from especially our rural audience. And let me sweeten the pot a little bit. I got all kinds of Brewers tickets to give away. Nah, we got Brewers tickets coming out of our story holes, if you know what I'm saying. And we're going to give some away today. And I would give first benefit to someone that lives outside the city, outside of Madison or Milwaukee, Boston Red Sox coming to town. I got four tickets to give away. If you only need a pair, we'll do two and two. But if you need four, I can give you a family four-pack for Saturday night tickets. American League old Boston Red Sox. I used to hate the Red Sox. I still do. I used to love Carl Yastrzemski and a lot about that franchise. But not when they were playing the Brewers. And they're doing so Saturday night. We got four tickets. We're going to give them away perhaps to a rural caller that can tell us, you know, what do we not get about your life experience? Other than the fact Dom worked on a farm. That's the only rural reference point we have. Come back more.
Every piece of land has a story. For the Caggianos, it's keeping their yard pristine with a John Deere Z530MC track mower. Because it's not just a yard, it's a gathering place.
Work and play kind of meld together for us.
They run a brewery, harvest their own hops, and keep things tidy for their guests.
People say, what are you? Are you a farmer or a brewer? So I say, I'm a farmer brewer.
When you love what you do, it's not really work. Run with us on a Z530M mower and start telling your story. Learn more at johndeere.com/radio.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Shriners Hospitals for Children has been creating wonderful opportunities for children in need. This life-changing medical care helps them do the things they've always dreamed of. Go to loveshriners.org.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
You take a model.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And put them in control.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, giving away some Brewers tickets for the Saturday night game. You can give us a call at 844-967-2789.
And unlike prior shows, Dom, I'm giving them away this hour. This hour. You better be engaged right now. 844-967-2789. I've been getting a fish shaking at me. I don't know exactly, you know, what you are when you're on the receiving end of someone shaking a fist. I've been the recipient of fish shaking. I better be careful where I say that. The topic is we're ignoring our friends in the rural parts of Wisconsin. We're not talking about stuff that they care about. Well, I don't want to tell you what you care about. You tell me what you care about.
Does this person who shook a fist at you articulate any specific of these issues that we are not discussing the rural people care about?
Here's what I said in my own defense. I said, you know, I did live in rural Wisconsin, and I traveled all through rural Wisconsin. And the first comment back is, well, if you've been to one rural town, you've been to one rural town. I'm like, oh, man, don't play that game with me. Every city is a little different, too, but some have different vibes. And I'm sure every town I've been to in the state of Wisconsin, we got some great little towns that we do business in. Amory, we're up in Hayward now. We're soon to be coming to Genie's area in Chippewa Falls, the Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley there. We're coming to La Crosse, where you and I went to school. We're in Richland Center right now. We're in Oshkosh, Berlin, Wisconsin. That's in that Fox Valley. That's over, we're covering Hortonville with that 1100 signal. That is our Brewers flagship station, Dom. In fact, they'll be playing out tonight against the Red Sox, and then we'll be giving away tickets for tomorrow night's game. Tonight's game, 7:10, first pitch, WISS, AM 1100, 98.3 FM in Oshkosh. Charles, is it Green County you're calling from, Charles?
No, it's Green Bay. That's a small town.
It's a medium-sized town. Town of 100,000. It's smaller than Madison. But tell us what's on your mind, Charles.
The lady before was talking about the BS that's going on with Tammy Baldwin and all that stuff. By the left, right, upside down wing, whatever you want to call it. I will tell this. This is a true story. My wife and I have, or my wife had some issues with her Social Security and Medicare. And because she has a condition that gives her disability, they told her that she had to buy Medicare so that she could, you know, take the insurance from the government. Well, I was fully insured through my work, And why should I waste the government's money on, you know, having them pay for her medical needs when my insurance was better than what she was going to get? Okay. In turn, they deducted money from her Social Security when she became eligible for Social Security, like half. Well, Tammy Baldwin was the only one. Ron Johnson was unavailable to do this because he's too busy doing nothing. Tammy Baldwin was the only one available to take on this problem, and she fixed it in 72 hours.
You know, Tammy Baldwin has a reputation as a progressive, Charles, and everything I've heard about her, why she is so popular, not just in the urban parts of Wisconsin, but in the rural parts, why she is the unbeatable candidate is because she cares about her constituents, Charles. In stories I hear like yours, it's a great story, dude. It's a great story. And I've heard a lot of them about Tammy Baldwin, but it's not coming from her office. It's coming from the individuals that I've met that said, hey, you know, she actually did some constituent services. She put her staff to work for us. Charles, let me ask you something. Would you and the missus go to the ball game tomorrow night if I gave you tickets? Would you go to the Brewer game? Red Sox.
I will pass. But I appreciate you offering them to me. I have actually, to tell you the truth, I have never been to a Brewers ball game.
Oh, let's go, man. We got good seats. What would prevent you from going? Our flagship, WISS, 1100 AM. If you turn it on tonight about 7 o'clock for the, you know, a little pregame and to the first pitch, you'd be able to listen to it in Green Bay, Charles. You're right in the heart of the pattern. Well, on the fringe, but anyways, you could still listen. Why wouldn't you go to a game, man? Free tickets? The price is right.
The price is right, but the situation is we have a situation where we need to be available at any moment.
That's fine, Charles. I'm teasing, my friend. I appreciate you listening and sharing that story about your wife. That is a great story, and it's a great story about Tammy Baldwin. Jeannie brought up the ad, and let me confess, Dom, I don't know what the E85 issue is that Tammy Baldwin's being prompted on currently. I saw the ad as well, and I'm like, which side of this issue should I be on? Because I don't know yet. I haven't researched it. I think my Jeep, can you stick E85 in your Jeep? That's ethanol-based, right? That just means more ethanol, more corn-based additive to the gasoline, and it lowers the lowers it down to E85. Is that the deal?
Yeah, not clear on how the combustion works.
Can you use E85 in your car?
You know, it's a hybrid, so I just use regular unleaded.
How about the Cadillac?
I put premium in that baby, man. But to Charles's point, and to kind of dovetail it into the discussion about the rural needs, you know, that in Green Bay, whatever. I mean, it's a smaller town, but it's still a city. You got city sidewalks, you got cable, you know, you got an NFL franchise. That's a city. But this, you know, Social Security, Medicare, these things are universal. You know, there are universals regardless of where you are in an urban or suburban or rural setting. We have these things in common, and when it matters to everyone. Democracy matters to everyone. Now, maybe they're not hearing what they need to hear because you're listening to Fox News or all the right-wing talk radio shows, so we're there for that. You want to call in and tell us about how we shouldn't be discussing defending democracy? Mr. and Mrs. Fist Shaker, bring it on. We are the Devil's Advocates, 844-967-2789. We will be right back.
The Shaw, 101 FM.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Nakusa Walleye Days announces Greg Knorr is the first place winner with his 28 and 5/8 inch fish. He received his $1,000 check for winning first place. State Highway 80 to be designated as the Operations Desert Storm and Desert Shield Memorial Highway. Senate Bill 249 is being introduced with bipartisan support to name the entire route of State Highway 80 as a living memorial to and in honor of all Wisconsin veterans living and dead of both Operation Desert Storm and Operation Desert Shield. Senator Patrick Teston is one of the legislators introducing the bill, and local representatives are co-sponsors, including Representatives Nancy Vandermeer and Katrina Shanklin. Governor Evers plans to visit Rib Mountain State Park in Wausau today to discuss his plans to support conservation efforts across the state, bolster Wisconsin's state parks and public lands, and promote the state's $8.7 billion outdoor recreation industry. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists in their own words.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again. Then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
A tree can be a warrior, battling global challenges with greater courage. A tree can be a solution, cleaning our air, supporting our communities, and protecting our wildlife. A tree can be noble, growing hope in every corner of the world. That's why now is the time for trees. Millions of trees. Join our planting movement at arborday.org.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows dip down to about 30 tonight under overcast skies with mixed precipitation possible at times. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies tomorrow, mixed precipitation possible at times. High temperatures reach up to 42. Lows dip down to about 28 tomorrow night. Mainly cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 47.
Or WRC, don't want to forget them. Quickly, and then we'll get back to the phones, 844-967-2789. The Brewers, I don't know if you're aware, Dom, I've been watching our first-place Brewers. They're having a hell of a run early in the season, and they've been hitting a lot of dingers. And they've got this home run celebration. I think you posted this on Twitter, so I know you're aware. From Cheeseheads to Ding Dongs, ranking Major League Baseball's best home run celebrations. Well, they got a new one this year, and I've been watching it, and I've liked it. but I cannot believe it's ranked number 9. So anyways, here's the rating. Number 9, home run celebrations in baseball. Milwaukee Brewers. I'll read. This is quite small. I'll go quick. The Brewers have made a name for themselves as a pitching-first organization in recent years, preventing runs well enough to contend, but scoring sparsely. Yeah, I noticed. They're not a team known for their offensive flair. So while their 2023 celebration is straightforward, it is nevertheless fitting. They have a cheese head. When someone homers, they put it on that person's head. That person then gains the highest of Wisconsin titles, Cheesehead. Get it? I also have a cheesehead, Dom. Note, slugger Rowdy Tellez, who leads the Brewers with 5 homers, issued a public plea this week for the team to secure a bigger cheesehead because the current model looks like a Cheez-It on his head. No word yet on whether his Brewers teammates will address this concern. Dom, as someone with a ginormous skull, much like Mr. Tellez, Rowdy, if you will, Rowdy to his friends.
Yeah, you feel his pain, do you, Crudy?
Well, not really with the cheese head. The cheese head, I can wear a cheese head without feeling too snug in there. I've got my fitted Brewers cap today.
Ooh, nice.
844.
Yeah, bigger cheese head. Rowdy's a big fella.
Anyways, we've been having a little fun talking a little Brewers if you want. It's Friday. You can talk about anything you want. You can air your grievances. But I'd especially like to hear some from rural folks. And if it's a good one, I can give you 2 or 4 tickets to the game tomorrow night, Boston Red Sox in town. Ron from Waukesha. Welcome, Ron. What do you got for us?
Hey, Ron.
Not much. I just love you guys, and I heard you're giving away the tickets, so I thought I'd give you a call.
Ron, do you have any rural life experiences you can regale us with? Have you ever worked on a farm, sir?
Yeah. You know, I did for like 10 years when I was younger, until I was almost 18 years old. But it was in Delafield, so.
Oh, isn't that where our former governor?
Not very rural.
Delafield's not rural?
Yeah, it was back then.
I thought Deerfield was rural. I lived in a town with a high school with 216 students, and we were Division 6. We played in a state championship. I played in a state championship game, Ron. That's my one war story from high school. And we were Division 6.
There you go.
And, you know, it felt pretty rural to me, but, you know, I have this understanding. I have nothing to relate to with my rural neighbors. A few have told me. We don't talk about anything important to them. So, Ron, what am I missing, man? What, this guy's a long way from a farm, so what am I missing?
You're not missing anything. You're covering all the big topics, so.
You're just sucking up because you want some Brewers tickets. Ron, can you get by with 2, buddy?
Sure.
Give your information to Ebone. We'll get you a pair of tickets for the Boston Red Sox. I got 2 more to give away this hour, though. 844-967-2789. Mark, I know you won't be able to go to the game, man, but Mark from the SAC, welcome back. What do you got?
Yeah, well,
hey, Mark.
Thanks, guys. And I grew up in rural Wisconsin, far northern rural Wisconsin, south of Superior there, 15 miles south of Superior. So it's about as rural as you get.
Right.
Which is here, if you guys ever get a station up in that neck of the woods.
Wait, how far up?
They need more.
How far up did you say?
All the way up to the northwest corner of the state, just 15 miles from Lake Superior.
Is Duluth farther? Duluth is slightly farther north than that, right?
Duluth is. I dated a girl from Duluth in college, and so that was the big city. You know, Duluth was the big city compared to Superior back then.
Well,
back in the day, but we could use.
Let me tell you what,
we could
Mark.
Use a station up there as well.
We got one. We can cover all the way to that. We get all the way to Duluth. We are putting a brand new shiny 5,000-watt Nautel transmitter in our WBZH 910 AM in Hayward. You'll hear it all the way to Duluth.
Cool.
Give us about 2 more weeks. We're waiting for the snow to melt and the ground to get a little solider because that son of a gun's 800 pounds, Mark. Tell me, I don't know if rural Wisconsin, I live up in that part of the woods when I have to.
Well, Mark, I mean, obviously you don't live up there now, but still, I mean, you lived up there for a while. You understand. But, do you think there are specific, you know, aerial, regional, you know, rural issues that we are somehow not missing, we are missing and not addressing properly?
I don't think... Well, I mean, all of us have similar needs in the state, and people just don't seem to understand that it was Scotty Wanker and company that denied people broadband service. You know, the same services you get in the big city boys. You know, that there's no place in Wisconsin that should not have like broadband coverage and some of the coverages that so they can use their computers and connect it with the rest of the world.
Right.
I mean, it's just ridiculous that we try to separate people out because we all have similar needs and. Get connected with the rest of the world is something that broadband would do. That Scott Walker and company denied us from. I mean, let's just face it. I mean, that's where I go up. That's where I go up north to see family. That's where I go up north to go hunting every year. So I mean, that it's I'm still connected to my quote unquote rural roots. I mean, but it is just ridiculous that, you know, divide and conquer is something Scott Walker did very well. And the people in the rural areas and the urban areas have very similar needs. It's the rural areas that are hurting so bad because Republicans have denied, you know, equal access to education funding. Keep those rural schools so open because I went to a rural school for the first 6 years of my life before they bust us into Superior to go to junior high and high school. Mm. But my first, you know, my primary grades were out in the country there. You know, that first 1 year at Oakland school and the next five at Parkland, which, you know, was still outside the city.
Mark, I in my mind, I'm seeing it 3 miles uphill both ways. Brother, appreciate your call. Have a wonderful weekend. Want to keep on moving down the phones because I promised to give away some more Brewers tickets this hour. You don't have to be rural to call. You don't have to be rural to win the Brewers tickets. But I am looking for what I'm missing about the rural economy, the rural parts of the state of Wisconsin. I have been told we're overlooking them. So please tell me what you would like me to talk about that has rural relevance to you. 844-967-2789. We can agree. First place Brewers, that's relevant all across the state, right?
Right.
If you want some tickets, you better call. I got two left for this hour. Amy from Watertown. Welcome, Amy. What do you got for us?
Hi, Amy.
You really hit on a peeve of mine there. I mean, I grew up thinking I was city folk. My grandparents were all farmers, and almost all of my relatives were farmers, and I was a city kid. And then I started meeting people as I grew up and found out, no, I'm a pretty much country kid, as it turns out, you know. And I've lived in the country. I've worked with agriculture most of my life. And the last caller really hit it good, you know, where he was saying about the divide and conquer. How the farmers, like, they just are tied to their radio very much so. And I think that the divide and conquer with the right-wing, righty-righty hate radio really has affected them. And, I mean, all we've heard about is, you know, all the old farmers sitting at the top. Real farmers don't spend that much time at the top if they're really farmers. But they're all resentment and complaining. And how about the farm folks, country folks, try to see things from the city folks' side? You know, I mean, we're always hearing the opposite. And it's like, hey, wait a minute, you know, what about the opposite? Because we're one big country. And they just seem to thrive on the resentment and complaining that they've been fed.
Amy, thank you for that thought. You know, I got to be honest with you. I did grow up in Madison primarily, and I went to high school outside, but I would consider myself a city kid. And I thought I had a good state education here in the state of Wisconsin. I learned state history, right? Learned about the early French settlers and the trappers and all that kind of stuff. And the copper miners, that's why we're called Badgers. I thought it's because we're tough as hell. But what I never learned about was the housing marches in Milwaukee and the redlining and the discrimination that went on in that city. And I actually learned about that, Amy, from our pal Earl Ingram on the radio back when we were doing it in Milwaukee every day. And I had not been exposed in the history books to that part of our state's history. And what I would say is I learn things damn near every day talking to people on the radio. If you give us information that we're not exposed to here in the city, well, guess what? This is your opportunity to give voice to your concerns. And if they don't hear it in the city, well, they can hear it here on the Devil's Advocates. They're listening here in Madison for sureies. And I have learned from you. I learned from Earl. I've learned from talk radio. And I've learned, don't believe what they say over on the other side of the dial. We got the good stuff right here at 844-967-2789. Here's a real farmer, Gordy K. How you doing, Gordy? Going to the farmer's market tomorrow morning, I suspect.
Hey, Gordy.
Well, I'm a fair weather vendor, boys. I hate to say this, but at my age, I don't want to stand out there when it's 35 degrees and the wind's howling out of the northwest. So
is that what we're expecting tomorrow morning?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It was 82 last Saturday, and we slayed it. We had our best opening market ever.
Congrats, Gordy.
Wonderful. And a bunch. I just wanted to mention I had several of your good listeners come up and say hi and introduce themselves, so I was glad to see that. They were getting out there.
Sweet.
And I just want to welcome you boys back on the radio. And, I grew up on a dairy farm, and then I tried moving off to the city and doing that stuff for a while, but I came back to farming, and it's a wonderful way of life. It's a little different than sitting under a cow juicing the buffalo in the morning at 5 o'clock. But I sort of like the plant life. And we opened up yesterday. We had a nice crowd for our opening day. So it's been pretty decent. So
out at Kopke's Greenhouse is one of our fine sponsor partners. Gordy, let me ask you. You always give us a tip about this time every year. People, first day it gets 82 degrees. People want to start planting their bulbs and stuff. That's a bad idea, isn't it, Gordy?
We have a few things. We got some hardy perennials and stuff, but strawberry plants and some cold hardy vegetables. But for the most part, come on in, look around, get some ideas, but don't put those four plants out there yet.
Gordy K., stay warm, my friend. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. We'll catch up with you someday real soon at the farmer's market when the weather's a little nicer, apparently.
A little warmer, all right.
Folks, I still got two more Brewers tickets to give away to tomorrow night's game, Boston Red Sox, care of our flagship station, WISS, 1100 AM, 98.3 FM, Oshkosh Air Support. Now, Berlin is the rural part of that signal. You can hear it on the AM. But if you're in the city, we got FM, you know, for the city slickers, Tom. That's how we roll. Same thing going on down in Richland County. WRCE News from the Center, AM 1450. Hear that all the way out in Vernon County or, you know, the local 107.7. Like the cup of everybody. City slickers, rural folks, you're all welcome to try.
The Elks Lodge in Wisconsin Rapids is a proud community supporter, and it's easy for you to be a part of their work. Have fun and join them for their weekly Wednesday bingo night, or enjoy their full restaurant menu on Wednesday and Friday. And don't forget their excellent Friday fish fry. Or better yet, become an Elk today and be part of the nearly $30,000 they give back to the community each year. Call 715-423-1930. 715-423-1930. Elks care and Elks share. Become an Elk today.
What is a Moravian? Someone who seeks to love God through Jesus Christ and love others. Someone who tries to live out their faith every day. At the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church, our mission is sharing Christ, serving others. One of the ways we are serving is to provide a place for the Wisconsin Rapids Winter's Farmers Market, a weekly celebration of crafts, treats, and amazing people brought together to share their handiwork and passions with you each Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. through April 29th. We invite you to come check it out. All are welcome.
If you you live in Wisconsin Rapids, then you probably heard of Freeburg Service and Repair. Freeburg's has been servicing all types of vehicles, including cars, trucks, RVs, and semis for over 15 years. Freeburg's provides quality vehicle maintenance backed by TechNet's 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty. Freeburg's has the facility, tools, and qualified mechanics to make sure your vehicle maintenance is performed correctly and at a fair price. Freeburg Service and Repair is a locally owned, full-service repair shop you can trust.
Hey, Donald Driver here. When I played football, Coach would challenge us to study the playbook and do our best on the field every Sunday. Well, now I'm challenging all of you to buckle up and put your phone down every time you drive your car. Wearing your seatbelt and not being distracted by your phone are the two most important things you can do to prevent or survive a crash. So join the movement to save lives in Wisconsin. Go to zeroinwisconsin.gov and take the pledge to buckle up, phone down, every trip, every time.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Call right now at 844-967-2789. You got to let it get cool. You got to let some of the water out, but then the drinking from the hose, oh, nothing sweeter on a hot summer day.
You can't have that hot water that's been sitting there festering all day in the sun. You got to drain that out first. If you ever bailed, hay, Crudy?
Not substantially. The worst job I ever had consistently is this summer. I dug post holes. I was 14 years old. I only took the job because if you were in Wisconsin, if you work in a rural agricultural thing, you can drive the car around on the farm or the truck.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
The lady promised me she had a hobby farm. She needed a bunch of posts dug and built and whatever. She said she'd let me drive around and get stuff. So I got sucked in. I'd put on the Brewers on the radio. Swear to God, I'd put on the Brewers. And I dig post holes all day and just sweat my ass off in the sun.
Well, that's what folks do. I mean, you turn the radio on. A lot of the farm vehicles that the farm that I worked on purchased, they got the lowdown models. This came with an AM radio in it.
The International Harvester. We had a green harvester in the yard with the plow on it, man, because you had to have the plow to get down the driveway. Now, one of our besties, a guy that messages us quite a bit, Jeff. Jeff was my neighbor growing up in Mount Horeb. We rode on the same bus together. We were the first ones. Like, we were on the bus all day.
Yeah, that's a long bus ride. I was like second one picked up on the bus. I feel your pain.
Now, Jeff lived on the farm that was right behind our house. I did not have that farm existence. I worked on somebody else's farm briefly. But, you know, all these years later, I don't hearken to the stories constantly like Dom does. Got a pair of Brewers tickets to the Red Sox game. Oh, yeah, one last thing. Brewers, the cheesehead, that was like the ninth best home run thing. I'm like, what's number one? Baltimore Orioles. Have you seen this? Earlier this month, after a Ryan Mountcastle homer, the Orioles dugout debuted what appears to be a giant beer bong. The kind of apparatus one might see at a fraternity party. Funneling beer instead of water. They insist it's not, as some on social media critics alleged, a dong bong meant to mimic and celebrate binge drinking. They call it a Homer hose and insist they aren't trying to glorify dangerous alcohol habits. I'm sticking to the name Homer hose because when we were kids, we drank out of a hose when we were playing ball in the street and having fun as kids, according to pitcher Cole Irvin. I'm definitely not out there, you know, promoting binge drinking or anything like that. It's primarily from a kid-like mentality of drinking out of a hose when we were kids and having fun playing the game the right way with our friends. Dom, I can tell you, part of my rural experience growing up in rural Mount Horeb, beer bongs, the real ones. We did them out in the yard. I saw a few go over to the edge of the yard, you know, because once you got off the edge of the yard, it was like drop-off.
Right.
And they would relieve themselves of the excess beer off the edge of the yard. These are all the rural stories I have. I'm about out. I'd like to hear yours. You might win some tickets. 844-967-2789. Rob from Madtown. How you doing, Rob?
Hey, Rob.
I am so groovy it hurts. Ouch. Ow. I grew up in the country, in Oregon, Wisconsin. And I got to tell you, I lived next to a guy who used to be a prison guard over at Oak Hill. And he moved in, and we were about 14 or 15 at the time. And he, in his backyard, again, I'm reminding you, he was a prison guard. In his backyard, he was growing copious amounts of the devil's grass.
Yeah.
And oh, yeah, yeah. And he said to us, and we were just getting into high school, and he was probably trying to buy our silence. But he's like, hey, yeah, you know, I know your stepdad's a jackass, and that's not the word he used. But he said, yeah, come over anytime you want a little something, something. Just clip it off, and, yeah, don't tell anybody. And, I'm not embarrassed to tell you that high school was a fun place. Yeah, meow. But relative to the question here about rural activity.
Yeah.
I had a friend. His name was Kenny. And Kenny used to love to drink out of the hose. He'd come over to the house, and it was like more of a second cousin type friend thing. And he'd come over to the house, and we turned the hose on, and he always insisted on getting that first sip.
Oh, oh.
Yeah.
That's like drinking that Bud Light warm.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It gets worse. And it frankly, what he didn't know, or what none of us knew, is that a slug had crawled into the hose. And so when he put his mouth up to the thing and sucked in that water, he got himself a mouthful of slug. And he never drank out of the hose again. Never, never, ever.
I may never drink out of the hose again, Rob. That's a pretty good one, man. You got any interest in seeing the Brewers play the Red Sox tomorrow night?
Yeah, you better believe it, man.
Well, hang tight. I got two tickets for you. They're good seats. They're behind home plate. Yeah, we're not cheap around here. WISS, our Brewers flagship, and you can carry it all the way down to rural Dane County here. 1100 a.m., at least during the day, as you can. Day games. We'll be giving you tickets to tomorrow night's game, though. 844-967-2789. Phil from Madison. Welcome, Phil. What do you got for us?
Hey, Phil.
Hey, this is really Mac. You got the name wrong, but whatever. The old Big Mac is back.
Big Mac! How you doing, man?
Welcome, Mac.
What's going on, guys? I'm starting to get active again because it's just getting too crazy. So, I don't know, either keep my head in the sand or put up the good fight, you know? So, I'm trying to tune in a little more, and, it's just crazy. The world is too crazy right now. People getting shot left and right, and, you know, we're just so divided, you know. So people are so scared from watching so much fear and exaggeration over on Fox and all the Twitter and all the places like that. And now they're like so edgy that if you pull up in their driveway, they're going to shoot you.
Right.
Stand your ground. They're standing their ground, Mac. Yeah. They're protecting their property rights. Like Scott Walker signed into law, sir.
So, you know, you speak of what rural people want to hear. Obviously, they love this, you know, the right-wing kind of messaging that you're obviously not going to talk about trans kids and immigration coming to get you and abortion. You're not going to, well, talk about abortion, but you know what I mean? Like, to reach these people, it's a tough one because they're already embedded in their ways, you know? So it's like, how do you convert people that live way out?
Well, Mac,
you get the conditions. Yeah.
The only way I've ever persuaded people is by trying to listen to them, because if I don't listen to you, you're not going to listen to me. And I think that copious amounts of weed or beer usually have to be a part. if you
gotta
sit
be a
down
beer summit. I mean, there are those commonalities, man. Of course there are. And thanks for the call, Mac. But you talk about, you know, abortion. You know, real kids get pregnant too and have unwanted pregnancies and have rapes and those kinds of things. That does happen. Immigration. I mean, we got a huge immigrant labor on our dairy farms here, and a lot of those folks are not registered properly to work in the state of Wisconsin. Of course, immigration is a thing. These are all common human issues that everybody deals with, regardless of your zip code.
You want to hear the great news about the Happier Happy Hour, Dom?
It's next.
It's next, and I got four more Brewer tickets.
Oh, what?
They're for the Detroit Tigers.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.7